Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, as always, we bring you another fabulous show, fun-filled with guests, explainers, opinions, and just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
On Joy 94.9, streaming online and at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. My name's Tass, and my co-host this morning is Justine Della River. Justine, of course, is very well known to everybody in the Pride Centre community as being the chief executive for the Victorian Pride Centre. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Taz. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And of course, we don't have Macca this morning. Macca is having leave and he's absolutely busting his boiler to get on the phone and have a chat to us. So we'll get him on shortly just to say hello.
I think we should.
Macca, you've got 90 seconds maximum, so work out what your key message is going to be. I know you're listening in while Paul goes to hook you in. Justine, it's currently 23 degrees.
I know. It's a glorious morning. It feels like the world is turning.
And, of course, the Pride Centre is open.
I know.
So, how does that feel?
I've got goosebumps. It's so special. Yesterday we opened the doors back up for the first time. And what we actually also did was open the big round door in the middle at the front.
Oh, wow.
And we let the street in. It was just superb.
Wow.
And we'll do that today as well. So if you are in the neighbourhood, come down and grab a coffee. We've got our friends at Co-Ground, which is a local social impact organisation that we're partnering with. Who've got their pop-up coffee cart.
Whoa.
And so come and grab a coffee and have a wander in.
I will do that. I need to pop into the Pride Centre during the course of the week to collect my pass.
Ah.
So I know the lovely Danny's organised the passes for Joy folks. I'll come in and collect mine and I might just turn up and linger, hang around, have a coffee, do that sort of thing.
Sit on the atrium stairs.
Yeah, why not? Just quickly, who have we got on the show today?
So we've got a number of fantastic guests, starting with, I think, a regular for Saturday Magazine.
Melbourne's favourite Lord Mayor,
yes,
Sally Capp.
Yes, Sally Capp. So Sally will be calling in. And after Sally, we've got author Jeff Sparrow to talk about his new book, Crimes Against Nature, which seems rather appropriate at the moment.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And we've got our very first live guest, like a physical
yes.
person coming into the studio guest. And that is?
Josh Burns.
Our local Member of Parliament. So that should be exciting.
A federal member for McNamara, which is the seat that we're currently sitting in.
That's correct. We're then going to talk a bit more about climate change. So we've got Professor Matt MacDonald, who's going to join us to talk, give us an update on what happened with COP26, and of course the net zero targets for climate change. It should be interesting.
Yep. And Matt's followed by Sean Kelly, who's also an author, and he's written a book called The Game, A Portrait of Scott Morrison. Again, sort of on key for
on
this
message,
week.
Really, yes, isn't it? On message. And we're finishing up with Nicholas Stewart, who's a lawyer and advocate with a New South Wales-based queer law firm, human rights law firm called Dawson Turco, who's going to talk to us about the recently announced judicial inquiry into LGBTI hate crimes between the 1970s and 2010. So I think that'll be pretty interesting to find out what they're doing there.
And what the outcomes might be.
It looks like we've got Macca on the blower. So let's...
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, Macca.
Hi, Macca.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. What a beautiful day in Melbourne. And congratulations, Justine, on opening the big door and letting the punters in.
Oh, thank you, Macca.
I never thought that was going to happen.
No, I didn't think so either. But like most things, you can't stop time or change. So it's a wonderful feeling to be able to welcome community into their community hub.
Yep. Now, so I'm driving to Sydney. A little bit of work. I've got a big dinner tonight. I've got to make sure I don't turn into Tim Smith. I won't be driving after dinner, though. But
well, I hope you're not going to drink as much as Tim does either, Macca.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I think that was very uncommittal then.
Yeah. Now, you've got Sally Von Katt coming up.
We have.
Is she going to sing a few bars for us today?
We might ask her to do those.
But my comment for the week is I've been watching what's been going on in Glasgow and also the diplomatic snafu between Australia and France.
French gays.
You know the climate I want to change?
Go for it.
I want the climate of denialism and unauthentic politicians. That's what I want to change. I'm sick and tired of our country being misrepresented as to what we are. And when the Prime Minister said, oh, I'm not going to handle Australians being sledged, you know, I won't stand for that. Guess what, Prime Minister? It was you that was sledged. Not us. It was you. Because you lie.
And yeah. That was Macca's opinion.
So... have a great show, guys.
Thanks, Macca.
Really wonderful on the Joy app. You know, if you're in your phone and you're out of range, you can listen to the show. I'll be listening. I won't be messaging Tash because I'm driving.
Yeah.
But enjoy being the co-host, Justine. It's a great thing. And have a great show, and I'll be listening. Thanks a lot, Macca.
Enjoy the rest of your drive and have a great night tonight. But please don't drink too much.
Be safe.
No, I'll restrain myself, Tassie.
All the best, Macca. See you next week.
Enjoy. Have a good break.
Bye-bye.
Now, Justine, we've had a message here from Dave from Sydney, speaking of Sydney.
Ah.
Dave says, so looking forward to visiting the Pride Centre at some point in the near future from Sydney. Dave, let us know when you're doing that, and we'd love to actually show you the studio. We'll perhaps even bring you in for a bit of a chat if you're up for that.
No, do. And it'll be fantastic in the sense that you can now cross the border to come from Sydney.
That's exactly right.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.